Turn it up, here we go. Let the music take control. Turn it up. Mix the juice with the Bombay, smoking on some Bombay, sitting on the couch, we could parlay. I could be a sponsor, Shark Tank. In the morning, wake me up like a latte. Whipped cream all over your body. Same question, do you wanna party?
Do you wanna party tonight? Do you wanna party tonight?
Turn it up, here we go. Let the music take control. Turn it up. Here we go, let the music take control. Turn it up, here we go. Let the music take control. Turn it up, here we go. Let the music take control.
Party life, party life, party life, party life. Enjoy the party life. Party life, party life, party life, party life. Enjoy the party life.
Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. And I've got Rodna Daniels with me.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
I've got Tim Warner with me.
What's up, everybody?
And Amanda Holstein.
Yo. What's up?
So, Rodney, how was your week?
My week was pretty awesome. I actually got cast in a new musical coming out called... An Evening with Sarah Vaughan. I'm going to be playing the narrator. It's like full jazz band. There's this jazz singer. Her name is Amberlynn Avon. Is going to be doing like Sarah Vaughan numbers. For everybody that doesn't know who Sarah Vaughan is, she was a famous jazz singer, African-American woman in the 50s and 60s, and Grammy nominated. So it's going to be really, really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Great. Congratulations, Rodney.
Thank you.
I have to see it. When is it?
November 5th.
All right. So we'll be plugging that to November the 6th. So so Amanda, how was your week?
My week was good. Let's see what's going on. Well, you know what? The biggest highlight of my week has not happened yet. Tonight, I'm going to smoke some DMT for the first time.
Are you
time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. So
I've done it twice.
Have you?
Yes.
And did you have any breakthroughs?
100%.
Yeah? Are you a new what? Person?
Yeah, I've hung out with elves, and yeah,
oh,
it changed
really?
My life.
Oh, completely, sweet. That's what everyone says.
Completely,
so,
yeah. So wait. Now for people that don't know what DMT
I was
going to
say, right, what is DMT? What's hanging out with an elf?
Dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah, yeah.
It is rumored, theoried to be the chemical that your brain produces moments before you die.
Yeah.
And also when you're in stage 5 REM sleep.
Okay. Right. And it's like produced in plants and
yes.
Anyway, it's
all living things.
It's a pretty quick trip. It's a psychedelic. It's usually lasts like 5 to 15 minutes and you know, it sort of like brings you to this next level of awareness supposedly about the universe and shit. So
okay.
Oh,
I'm real into
that.
Psychedelics, so I'm excited.
It's beyond that.
Try.
You
Yeah, yeah.
You will have an understanding of the cycle and process of life.
Yeah, that's what
life
people say.
Life and death afterwards.
You find that out in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, dude, smoke this shit, $50, and you're enlightened, I guess.
Yeah, when I did it, it was... yeah, I
literally... $50 and I'm only going to be high
for
15
I
minutes?
I had a shaman.
You had a shaman?
Yeah, the dude went to
I just
Burning
got a
Man.
Dude I'm banging.
Oh, see, that's where you do it.
He's shaman,
that's like
right.
A shaman, right?
Right?
Shaman of the dick.
Yeah, but you went to Burning Man and got DMT, and I've constantly been talking about how I wanted to do it.
Your shaman went to
like,
Burning Man?
Yeah, to huh? Get DMT.
That's funny.
And then he came back, and then he sat with me while I did it and made sure, because I had this fear of freaking out.
Yeah.
But then once you do it, there's no freaking out. There's just a complete understanding of
yeah, dude.
Existence and whatever the hell this is that we all go through, this process of life, whatever it is. Yeah, everything got broken down to one dimension. And you could literally... Not only see, but be a part of how everything is one.
Yeah,
like how
yeah,
we are
I've
all connected.
Heard that.
All
yeah,
those
yeah.
Ideas about we're all stardust and all of that. It
now can you go it, too far and like OD off of this? It's like,
no,
like,
well,
I don't think so. Terrence
yeah.
McKenna was I don't know how you say it. Ethnobotanist. He has a great book called "Food of the Gods." And he would do like 5-6 hits of acid, and then while peaking
that shit's
on
crazy
acid,
though.
Do
I mean,
the 3 hits of DMT.
I couldn't
need
even
to
do
to fucking see the elves and everything.
Mm. Yeah,
and then
I don't know.
He would do that while peaking on acid, and then he would come back and do keynote speeches and lectures about his experiences. And
that
so
sounds
forth.
Like
you
a
can
lot.
Find them all on YouTube.
Have y'all ever done acid
it's
before?
So amazing.
No.
Yeah. We just like. Beer, get the fuck out of here, you fucking hippie. Oh my god.
I don't know, I'm scared of you're in the psychedelics, I'm scared of them. I feel like
really?
I'm like,
oh, they're
you
so
know,
fun. Because it's because they're so unknown, like people who've never done them before.
Propaganda,
yeah,
shit.
But
oh,
yeah, I mean,
you're
I'm
gonna see
end up
spiders
like,
come out of your skin.
Yeah,
no,
like on a trip and like
no.
Never come back from the trip.
Orange
you
juice.
Can you could have a bad trip, but you're definitely I mean, you're both generally sort of positive people and have positive energy, so like you definitely have a good trip. Like if you're a negative person and you have a lot of like trauma and shit in your life, then maybe it could kind of fuck up a trip. But in general, like you're good.
Yeah, I just
yeah,
project
yeah.
positivity. I'm just hiding the dark
like, you have a good energy about you, despite your pessimism.
Yeah, it's all set and setting.
I'm
so
trying
yeah.
the secret. Like
you're in
you know,
a good environment.
Yeah, yeah. Just
project
put that,
out
put that shit out
to,
there.
You know,
100%.
Yeah. So, Tim, how was your week?
My week's been great. My week's been great. I'm going to be doing extra work for crashing next week.
Nice.
What are you yeah. going to be doing?
Oh, I'm just going to be a patron at a roast battle.
Sweet.
I guess. Which will be slightly better than any roast battle I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I emailed Gary Vaynerchuk. So hopefully we'll start a relationship.
Nice.
I tried DMing... Frances Bean Cobain. She hasn't gotten back.
She hasn't gotten
yet.
Back to you. Yeah. They were filming Crashing the other day, and I didn't realize I was just walking down McDougal, and I like went to get pizza at Ben's, and I like walk in, And the guy, the pizza guy, is like smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like the only person in there. And then I turn around and this guy who's like some PA or whatever for crashing is like, we're filming. I'm like, oh shit, sorry. I had no idea. I was just living the actual comedy dream of being broke, eating pizza.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think the reason why you asked me that is because about an hour and a half ago, I got out of jail.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the big thing of the week. So
well, I guess so.
Well, I mean that's the big thing in your week.
Yeah. So I haven't slept in like close to 36 hours.
And you came straight to Big Talk and Brewskies.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you got your America. What is that? 40 ounces.
America.
True patriot.
You can say that.
Yeah. True patriot.
Well, I mean, you're already on camera, so.
Well, you got a lemonade Rita, so you're rolling over there, dude.
Yeah, it's my joint.
Now I just got my phone charged. I'm going to figure out what happened in the last fucking 16 hours.
Well, Bannon is out, if you haven't heard.
No.
Oh, really?
I have not heard that.
No,
yeah, so
holy
Bannon's
shit.
Out as of today.
What happened?
So Trump says that he fired him, and who is this? This Hope Hicks or whatever? She had a little, statement saying that, that he left on good terms. They wish him the best. Today is his last day. Bannon claims that he quit, and then some articles are saying that that he gave his letter of resignation on August the 6th, and that they were going to announce it, I believe, last weekend, but then when the whole Charlottesville thing went down...
Right, when that whole thing...
Then they were just like, let's hold off on it, because they were trying to, like...
Our story might get ignored.
That's so weird.
They were waiting for a new news cycle.
Wow, that's
so
ballsy.
Yeah, so Bannon is
fucking
out.
Shit show down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So this week on Survivor White House Edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Bannon is out.
Seriously. No, it should be Survivor American Edition. How are we going to get through this?
I don't know. I
Oprah.
Really.
It's
going
to be
2020.
Fun.
That's who I'm voting for.
Well, it's going to be like Oprah, The happening. Rock, and Kid Rock running.
I'd vote for The Rock
Swift
for sure,
too.
Though. I love The Rock.
I'm not like
The Rock. She's supposed to run.
She
hustles,
wants to
run. Yo.
Yeah.
You follow
Which
him
is
on
the
Instagram?
Downfall.
Yeah.
He's going to be working out. Working out with the president.
Like, what's up with the people's pecs? Like, I don't know.
Ooh, he'd be like the hottest president ever, though.
I mean, if we were voting for a DILF, I'd be okay with it, but I'd like a fucking president.
Yeah, touche.
It's like, I totally, The Rock can get it, but not in the White House.
The Rock can get it in the White House for me.
Yeah.
Well, not while he's living there as the president.
No, I would never want to watch that. I would never want to watch a State of the Union address begin with, "Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?" Like, he would have entrance music. He'd be walking down in front of all the senators.
You do the eyebrow.
It would be Idiocracy without the guns.
Yeah, it's like, and the people's eyebrows says, North Korea, knock it out.
Who would
be
his vice president? China, I guess, if she wasn't dead. Rest in peace.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
Stone Cold.
The Undertaker, is he still alive? I don't know. I'm not up on wrestling shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he is out. So that's what happened while you were.
Holy shit.
Is that it?
Well, I mean,
what else?
I mean,
did North Korea bombing?
I mean,
there wasn't a van that ran over people.
Oh, that was in Barcelona.
I know,
yesterday.
I saw that, but there wasn't another one.
Oh, I mean, it's possible. People are killing people every day.
That's true. Every day, people do die.
Yeah,
that is true.
So, I mean, we're bound to miss somebody.
So it's not going to become a news story. Sorry.
So that was like the biggest thing. I don't know. Like, I'm assuming like you haven't really been on Facebook that much, but I mean, you've been on Facebook and like,
I only look at my page and refresh.
Yeah.
See how many likes.
How many likes did I get?
I never read news feeds anymore.
Rarely. I'll read feeds here and there. I kind of like, I unfollow a lot of losers though. So I try to like keep the feed how I like it, you know? So.
Oh, I just unfriend them because I want them to know I disagree.
No, I like it. Like, I like, I don't unfollow. I like seeing the opinions at times. I like chaos.
Yeah, nope. I'm not.
I can see that.
I'm a big fan.
I can see that.
Well, I think surprise. Like crisis
just got
and
out
chaos,
of jail. He likes chaos.
Crisis and chaos keeps you focused because you have to get through the crisis and chaos. You have to.
But if you didn't have chaos, then you could just focus.
But you always do.
Right.
You always do. First of all, you have a country that's founded on nothing but lies. And then to not even think.
We're going there.
And to not even think that there's chaos almost 300 years later. Yeah, of course there is. And I love how that, for me personally, makes me focus on the things that I want and need in my life instead of all the chaos and distractions. Because the only way a dictatorship can thrive is if you keep a country divided 50-50. So Americans, you're doing a great job. I just want to say that quick. You're doing a wonderful job with that. Okay, was that too real?
Yeah.
How did I kill the room?
No. I don't know. I think that I personally do the unfriending because I don't like doing unfollowing because I feel like it's very passive aggressive, and if I'm going to be aggressive, I'm going to be aggressive aggressive.
Okay, that makes sense.
I can be very passive aggressive.
Yeah, I just I don't have like I'm too old to be passive aggressive. If I'm not fucking with you, you're going to know I'm not fucking with you. Mm. And so and then as far as the chaos goes, it's like I feel like social media is a curated space. If I have to like deal with these assholes when I'm going to a mic or a show or something, that if I had to deal with people that I don't want to deal with in real life, then at least my online life can be curated into a space of people that I actually want to read their posts and see what they have to say. It's like, oh, they suggested a restaurant, or oh, they broke up with their girlfriend. Like, I want that to be only people that I actually give a shit about, and people that I don't fuck with, I don't fuck with. Because, like, if I saw you, if I don't fuck with you, and, like, we're in a club, and I see you, I'm just going to, like, hey, that's it. Like, I'm not going to sit down and talk to you. How have you been? How's the family? Grandma still, how's she doing with that cancer? Like, no, like, I don't care. I'm not fucking with you. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, if online, it's like, yeah, like, if you're in my space online, then I want to have, like some knowledge of what you're doing. If I don't care, it's like, you know something? Like, this is a completely fabricated, a delusional space that we're all agreeing to live in right now. I'm not going to have anything extra in that space that I don't want to see.
Yeah. I mean, I just unfollow. Like, I don't unfriend because, like, if it's, like, networking for comedy, right? So, like, there's just people who post stuff that I just find annoying, or, like, they just post a lot, but, like, I don't dislike them, so I'll just, like, unfollow.
But
it's
if
like,
they...
It's not like they're, like...
a dislike button.
I know. Well, because people
make it
would
like,
be so mean.
So...
It would be so mean.
As compared to...
I mean, because there's a like.
Yeah, like.
But there's not like a
there's like sad button. Is like.
Certainly,
the,
but people
and
are
there's
awful
an angry.
On the
yeah.
internet. I mean, you don't need a dislike button to put a awful, hateful comment
yeah.
on something, which people do.
Because like sometimes I don't feel like responding. I just want to let people know I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dislike.
Oh, I just
right. Or like if somebody's like, if somebody's like, I just got in a car wreck. You want to be like dislike. You're like you don't want to like it.
That's why they made the
sad. Exactly.
Sad. That's why they made the sad emoji.
Yeah.
But I don't like emojis. I just like thumbs up, thumbs down.
I write emoji, an emoticon.
Do you?
Yes, with an exclamation point. I don't put the actual emoji. So I'll just be like, hey. Thanks for, I don't know, I appreciate your writing.
There's this
emoji.
There's this one guy I was texting, and not really interested in him, but I think he was interested in me. And he's like 38 or so, and he'll text me emojis. And I'm just like, no, like, I just can't. Like, I feel like once you're like a certain age, or if it's ironic, like, that's okay. But if you're just like sending me emojis,
see,
like,
how
along
is this
with
country
your-
going to get along when we have age ageism when it comes to emoticons and emojis. He's 38. What is he doing
using
emojis?
It's a personal
preference.
I kind
of agree, though.
I'm 39.
If it, I'm 33.
And you're telling me I can't use a fucking...
You can do whatever you want, but I'm not going to bang you.
And you're going to judge me? And you're going to judge me based on a dumb little picture and a comment?
Hell yeah, I am. Fuck you.
Because I don't send them. I don't use them. So, like, I don't understand. I feel like it's, like, a kid thing. Like, what kids do. They send, like... cartoons.
I think it's sort of like, ironic if you send an emoji now.
It's like,
there's a lot of adults I've met that haven't grown up. Like,
this is true.
You know, yeah. So I get it.
Like, I mean, you find out, I'm judging you by your Netflix. If I go over your house and you have a bunch of cartoons on your Netflix.
Yeah, that's a turn off.
That's turned me off.
What like, about South Park?
Well, no. It's different.
It's still a cartoon.
How much?
No, South Park I'm okay with.
Wait, South Park and then what else? Is it
you
South Park
your
and then,
you want.
You know, some Nat Geo or something?
6 days to make South Park? It all has to be South Park.
No. If it's just nothing
Trey
but South
Park? Trey and
Matt
are the two funniest people in the world. Hands down. They are the LeBron James and Kevin Durant of comedy.
I stopped watching South Park in like 97.
Oh, it's
so still good,
good,
though. It's
so
good.
So good.
Like, I didn't even know it was still
brilliant.
On.
Book of Mormon, Team America, South Park, even the movie. Those dudes are brilliant, and they're on point. And, I mean, dude, the last season, the last two seasons, PC Principal, all of that.
Yeah,
it is good. It is very well written.
Still relevant.
And, I think they hit the nail on the head, hammer of the nail, whatever.
Yeah, it's still a cartoon.
I think she just has a thing against cartoons.
Yeah, I do.
Fair enough.
But like going back to
as
the
you're not watching Shark Tales, trying to blow through that Netflix show.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Shark Tales?
Shark Tales.
What is it?
Oh, there were a bunch of like it was a raccoon and a panda. They all lived in a tree and they had power shirts. It was kind of like Care Bears but with shirts.
Oh, that's still a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on your side until we didn't know what Shark Tales was.
Well, of course I don't know what Shark Tales is. Like, I don't know anything about cartoons. I knew Care Bears because I watched that when I was a kid, but,
a
like,
child.
I don't...
Tom and Jerry. Right. By, like,
well, those things I watched as a kid. Is that, like, He-Man? Hanna-Barbera? Or was that a separate... Is, like, Hanna-Barbera, like, a producer of cartoons, or is that its own cartoon?
I believe so. Like, the way that Looney Tunes was kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. like I watched He-Man and She-Ra and that stuff when I was a kid, but like
Yogi Bear, I think Flintstones.
Yeah, that all and the Jetsons, all that
I think
stuff
that's
was
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, when I watched that stuff when I was a kid, but like as an adult, no, I don't
really,
watch
you don't
cartoons.
Go back and watch the old Tom and Jerry's.
No,
I've watched a couple.
Yeah,
I've watched some of like the Roadrunner ones are actually pretty funny. Yeah, and some of the old Tom and Jerry's too. But I'm not going to, like, go out of my way to really... You know, when I was a kid, though, I also watched Dateline. So, like,
yeah,
I was, like, into murder at, like, a very young age.
Yeah. I mean, I still watch Dateline.
Yeah.
That's what I watch. Investigation Discovery.
Yeah,
well, so, like, that's the other thing, too. So, like, I feel like if I'm just starting to date a guy and I go to his place the first time and we put on the Netflix and everything in his queue is a cartoon or some sort of, like... murder documentary, then I'm just like, peace. Like, you know, it's like he's going to kill me while he's watching cartoons.
Yeah.
Like,
and then jerk off on your dead body.
I'm yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to
exactly.
That's what they do.
Wait, I know, it's true.
Right, like,
Acme.
If
it's
you watch
so crazy
shows, you
how
know.
Much semen's found at crime scenes.
It's like, how much was in his balls in the first place?
Like,
it's crazy.
You probably can't get off unless he killed somebody.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He's probably got a lot backed up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That
no,
happens
I'm not,
when you go on a spree.
I don't get into all that jazz. And then with, like, the emojis, though, I feel like I use, like, a winky face emoji a lot. Like, if I'm saying something sarcastically that could be construed as being, like, an asshole comment, and then I'm like, winky face, like, you know, to try to, like, soften the blow, you know? It's just, like... I don't know. Like, if someone is just like...
But people have full-blown conversations in emojis. I can't do that. Like, if every time like I say something to you, you're like, ooh, smiley face, wink, red face.
Yeah.
What did you, like...
How dare you use
purple face. I don't
hieroglyphics.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, my other problem is I don't know what a lot of them mean.
Right, that's another thing. I don't know how to interpret all of them. Like, wait a minute.
It's like some of them I understand, but not all of them. Like, I don't know. Like, there's one that's just like looks like kind of like an ancient Japanese mask or Chinese mask or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's the red one.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That's a good question.
Is it like ultimate anger? I guess, like I think furious it's like or something?
Yeah.
But like there's an angry
face. But
is it
the
face.
One with the like the steam coming out of the nose? That's angry, right?
Right. So like what does that other one mean? That means like you're like ancestrally angry?
Yeah,
at this
yeah.
Point?
You're
like,
racist and you're angry.
Yeah. It's just like you're trying to like culturally appropriate your anger through an Asian culture right now. Like I don't really get it. But yeah, like the emojis are if you're not just sending an emoji, then I'm like, okay. But like a lot of times, like you know, I've had instances where like a guy will be like, "Oh, like I remember like some guy asked me like send him a pic on the beach, like he wanted like a swimsuit pic or whatever," mm-hmm. and so I sent him a picture of me on the beach, you know, but like. I had on like a blazer and like I was like fully dressed.
You had a blazer at the beach?
Yeah. So right, it was just like, because we were doing like dinner and like it was chilly out. And so like we had just like the dinner, like the restaurant was right by the beach. So like we had taken some pictures at the beach, but I had like a blazer on and I'm like, you know, like jeans and like a little top or whatever. But he was like, oh, you know, send me more bathing suit pics. Send me more pics at the beach. And so then I just sent him like this picture of me on the beach and I have like a blazer and a blouse on. And then I sent it and then I sent him a winky face, like kind of like, yeah, like, you know what painful. I mean? Yeah. But like he was not feeling that. I didn't.
Yeah. I'm sure he wanted just your tits. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he didn't respond after, but that's fine.
Damn.
You know,
damn.
Live and you learn.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck him. It's not the, it's
I mean,
not
well, that's what he gets. You're asking for like, ooh, beach pic. Like who does that? Like you got a beach pic?
Yeah.
You're like sending people, you're like,
I
yeah,
mean, if a guy asked for one, I was at the beach, I'd send one. Yeah.
Like
if you're at the beach, yeah. Were you at the beach?
You were
had
no,
you mentioned
oh,
the
no,
beach?
No.
You hadn't
oh, I
said
thought you
anything
were saying,
about the
no,
beach.
No, no, he was
oh,
just,
I thought
just
you
like,
were saying you had dinner
that's
at the
what
beach.
I,
no, well, no, that's how I took the picture with the blazer on at a beach.
Oh,
but it was just a random conversation.
Yeah,
he's
he was
like,
just
send
like,
me
send me beach pics.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Right.
That's why I was like, wait, what?
What does he think that's less creepy than asking for you in your underwear or something?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, no, I'm asking for swimsuit pics, not nudes.
Yeah, yeah, it's different. Yeah. Much more sophisticated.
Yeah, like, you know, Sports Illustrated, they're in swimsuits. Yeah. Yeah. So, Amanda, have you been through any breakups recently?
I have. So funny that you ask. Yeah, yeah. I just went through a breakup with my ex. We, like, were dating, like, 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you, but it's, like, totally fine. It's
you're
for
okay.
The best. Yeah, yeah. Like, I've been thinking a lot about it, you know, now that it's been, like, a month or two since we broke up or whatever.
Okay.
And
were you guys, our, like, living together?
Yeah, or? Our lease is up at the end of the month. So
oh, wow.
Just kinda,
so
but,
you're
like,
still living together?
Yeah, yeah, but, like, it's weird
that's
how.
It's a real New York
like,
relationship.
How, yeah, yeah.
Where you
exactly.
Break up before the lease does.
Yeah, no, I have a joke about that. I'm like, well, our lease is coming up, so are we staying together or what? You know, so, but he's a comic also, so, like, it's a very, like, you know, mutual kind of. You know, like
we have a lot of friends that are the same.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's totally fine. Like, I mean, like he didn't come home last night. You
I was
going to
say,
like,
are you
no,
guys dating
yeah,
other people?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
like we're definitely both still hooking up with other people. I was like, you're coming home tonight to walk the dog, right? You know, so like there's like this, yeah, which I guess is sort of rare, right? That like people go through a breakup and like are sort of immediately just like friends again or whatever.
Are you friends? But,
wait,
or do you
yeah,
tolerate
yeah,
one
yeah. No, I mean we're still yeah. Friends. We were friends before.
Are you friends because you have to be because you live in an apartment together?
And you're just trying not to
like
get
to,
like, awkward,
yeah, right? Once you move and get your own place next month.
I mean, I'm not going to be like texting him to hang out all the time, but like I think we'll definitely still be
you're
friends.
Make
and
sure
we work
he walks
on like
that dog.
We work on like comedy projects together and stuff too. So But I like I said, I think it helps that he's a comic. You know, they're a lot more. Their standards are totally different. So,
well, I've broken up with a lot of comics, and I don't talk to any of them.
Really?
No. But I'm like,
I was engaged, and we just broke up month ago. No, he wasn't a comic, but
you broke up a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah. What the fuck happened, yo?
Yeah, girl.
Too much.
Who asked who?
He asked me.
He asked you, and then who broke up?
I broke up.
How long were y'all together?
So you said yes and then broke up.
Oh,
yes.
3 months and y'all were engaged?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, he wanted citizenship.
Was he giving you money for it, though?
Yeah. See, that's no, no.
Yeah, no, ten,
just dick.
No, like, not enough, dude.
There wasn't, no. Yeah. I figured that out, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to at least get money, for sure.
Yeah.
You need at least
10. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
name. Well, you know, I mean, that's the minimum. Like, that's like if you like the person.
No, if you don't like them, be like, no, you're paying my salary.
Like,
yeah.
I'm
not
grand,
working.
30
yeah.
grand.
Yeah. It's like.
I need a year off.
Focus on my art.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, no, like, I've broke up with a comic in December. Like, we broke up like a week before, like the week of Christmas, actually.
I want to know who it is.
That'll be an off-air conversation.
Yeah.
But like, and we were like friends before, and like we were dating only for like a year and 3 months, and then like when we broke up, like we just kind of went like nuclear, and like it would just like blew up, and I've not like spoken to him since like the day like we broke up.
How did it explode?
It was a lot of stuff, like but basically the last nail in the coffin was that he got me for Christmas a Groupon for singing lessons.
Yo. He's like, here, bitch, I hate the sound of your voice. Fix
here's
it.
Here's a Groupon, though.
Like, a Groupon.
Not even, like, full price singing lessons. Here's, like, the
he
best of the best vocal coach.
No.
Yeah.
It's in an alleyway. It's actually in the basement of a nail salon.
I got 40% off.
Yeah, here's a bat. You can, like, kill the rats as you're walking down there.
Wait. But what'd you get him, though?
I got him 2 5th row seat tickets to a Jets Bills game.
So then what the fuck? Yo,
yeah.
That shit's fucked.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Fuck that guy for sure.
Yeah. Well, so like that was like the last nail.
Now he's walking guys on leashes.
This is true. He is.
Walking guys?
Yeah. On leashes.
On the internet.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? He's a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk after.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that.
Wow. Holy shit! Do you have material
like
about
that?
Like
a dominatrix type of?
No. He
as in it's
he's like
it's a comedy. It's his
oh,
comedy.
That's the joke.
Yeah,
that's not
that
a lifestyle.
Very sexual. It sounds very sexual.
Good thing you guys broke up.
Yeah. No.
Like, you have material about it.
The breakup?
Or just this, like the
this
dog
fucking
walking?
Guy,
all of this.
He wasn't that interesting. Like,
I would deserve that validation. I haven't done any material about it, but I feel like you should.
You could, like, definitely.
Well, that's not even the thing. It's more like the poison ivy would
be. I was
going to
say
thing.
The poison ivy's the thing.
Yeah. The poison ivy would be the.
The poison ivy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he went fishing with one of his guy friends, and I was over at the, I was at his place when he left in the morning. He was wearing jeans.
This is going to be great.
And so he came back from fishing, and then like 2 days later, or like maybe the next day, he had like poison ivy, but he only had poison ivy like
on his
butt.
Dick.
No, he had it on his ass.
On his ass,
and only the back of his thighs.
Oh,
so,
I already see where this is going. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
So now his friend got poison ivy, and I knew his friend was wearing
on her knees.
No, him.
No.
A guy.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
He,
oh, shit.
He had poison ivy. Now, when I saw it, it was just on his calves. But then also the week before I broke up with my ex, one of my friends was like, oh, yeah, it's really weird because your boyfriend showed me a picture of his friend with poison ivy on his ass and his back. And so he had poison ivy, like, basically from, like, the top of his back down to his legs. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It's a power bottom.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's like, okay. So now, like, with just the knowledge of him having the poison ivy, like, on his, like, butt and the back of his legs, I just assumed, because he has IBS, that he probably just shat in the woods and was just embarrassed to tell me that he pooed in the woods.
Sure.
But then having the knowledge that the other one had the poison ivy, like, all down his back and his legs.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, oh, okay, they were playing Dick Tetris.
You're a detective, is what you are.
Like, right.
Yeah, it's like when you get... when you get, like, four rows and there's that one row that's empty and you're waiting for that block to come in just so you could take the
and then
row.
You're like, ah.
That's, that's a that's, I, that's
there
fantastic.
You go.
That
did you know he's bi?
No. No. He's, like, very, like, he would, like, tense up if I even, like, touched his butt. He'd be like, oh, like, you know.
Like, that's a shame.
It's for dicks only, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Like, no girls allowed. Like,
this is the same guy that got you the Groupon.
Yeah.
And that now walks humans and is a comic. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole lot of info about
well,
that.
Well, it makes sense why you got those Jets Bills tickets.
What?
I was just a lot of men in tights running around.
Yeah. Yeah, with Cubs.
Yeah.
Well, he he was
and
like
they're
a,
two bad teams, so they're really going to be.
They
trying
are
to
bad
play.
Teams, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he was a Bills fan, and so like the Jets was like the closest that you know.
Yep.
That I could get tickets for, but yeah, and like they were not like super expensive for that close either. But like you know, it was.
I mean,
still more than a Groupon.
Yeah, it was more than a Groupon. Yeah, yeah, it was definitely more than a Groupon. And it wasn't like he was like a broke comic either. Like he has like a good job. Like he's like in accounting. So like, you know, it was just kind of like,
you just don't,
dick.
Well, first of all, you don't give Groupons as gifts. Like we'll do that together.
Yeah.
Like a couple Groupon. Yeah. Like it'll be like
that's
something like that.
Yeah.
That's an activity. Yes. It's not a gift. Like,
especially for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
but like,
right.
But send it as an email.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was going to say. When you print it out on like a sheet
like,
of
what?
Paper, it's that like two
what?
Pieces stuck together.
It was an email?
Yeah, I got it as an
Wait,
email.
He just forwarded
it. Did you get your gift? Oh, check your email.
Check your spam.
And then it was just like.
Oh, no, wait. Let me shake it first. I want to know what it is. And then I guess, how do you unwrap it?
By refresh.
Click, yeah.
Like, mark as unread.
Yeah, so that was that. Not the first comic that I've broken up with, but the most recent. Well, not. Well, yeah.
This is the only one that I've actually dated. Like, I've definitely hooked up with other comics, but
you're still doing better than me.
Have you dated
like
comics?
You're crushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all have. Have you? At least hooked
no.
up. Have you hooked up with
I
one?
I tend to stay away now.
Because I know a couple that you could if you wanted, you know.
No, but let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be an off-air
we'll
conversation.
Right?
It's another more off-air conversation.
We'll get a couple of lemonade Ritas.
Right. Hey.
Can I try that?
Yeah. Go for it.
So now, you're, like, have you dated a lot of comics or?
I usually, in the past, I've dated up.
Dated up?
Yeah.
Okay, so you dated a comic that was farther along than you dated up? Or
Canadian industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, you heard it here first.
Wait, what?
He likes a ginger.
No.
Name names,
like,
yo.
Most people, all right, most people know I dated Rebecca Trent for like 4 years.
Oh, okay.
And that ended horribly. But that was probably more just about like... people who stay in negative relationships because it's more comfortable than being single.
Right.
Okay.
So you stay in it hoping that you can have that time when it was like actually fun. But then both of you are just miserable and it never. And yeah. I just see so many people do that as well. And it was that was my first one.
Where did you live together too?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Man, that fucking living together like
complicated.
Oh, there's so dude, there's yeah. like, there's like, so many layers of the story. I don't even want to get into. We were taking care of.
Months,
right? We were taking care of Eric Bergstrom at the time when he had cancer, stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. That kind of made things pretty tense in the relationship and so forth. But there were a lot of things. But I didn't after we broke up. I didn't date anyone for a year. I didn't do anything with anyone for a year. And then when I got back into dating, I met a girl that I knew years ago, but she was kind of a mess. More than like the chaos wasn't worth it. Like the chaos wasn't attractive enough. And now like she's got some anxiety things and that chaos is attractive, but she's not that much of a mess. And we hung out for like a week, and I only say we hung out because there were no fluids exchanged, but we were pretty, we spent a lot of time together. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, I can't date anyone or whatever. It got weird. And I was just like, all right, do you.
You couldn't date anyone? No, or they she. Couldn't? She couldn't.
And it's like, all right, fine, whatever. I'm not asking you to change a Facebook status. You know, we were just hanging out. And then 3 weeks later, she got married.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not to me.
She didn't put a ring on it.
But there was no like.
Was she with him before, and you just didn't?
I don't think so.
You don't know.
There were no moments of you know when like you get a text message or a phone call, and it's kind of like, hey, I gotta get a bathroom something. There was never any of those moments or anything. I think it's something that kind of they cross paths, and then
maybe he was looking for citizenship.
No, he's from Nashville. Well, he's from Nashville. Maybe
it happens.
It's true.
Anything's possible. I've definitely had those situations. Like, there was another comic that I was, like, hanging out with for, like, I don't know, like, three. Like, this was, like, after my breakup. We were, like, hanging out for, like, maybe, like, 3 months or whatever. Like, we were hanging out, like, every single week, probably 2 to sometimes, like, 4 days a week or whatever. And then, you know, we've started like, but we've known each other for like a decade, and then like we started hooking up, and then I was just kind of like, after we started hooking up a couple of times, it was just like, where is this going? And then he's just like, we should just be friends. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, I don't know if I'm agreeing to this, but like, you know, like we don't have to like do anything, and I just need some space right now. And then we saw each other again, ended up hooking up again, and then he's like, I just want you to know, this doesn't change anything. And I'm just like, all right, like, I didn't think that it changed anything, but I wasn't the one, you know what I mean? Like, you invited me over to your place, what do you, like, you know? And so then he's just like, no, but, like, you know, I invited you over because I thought you wanted to come over. And I'm just like, I've got Lyft, I've got Uber, like, I don't need to come over, like, I'm cool, like, you know? And so, Then we ended up getting into like an 8 hour long argument in between sets all across the city, like fighting about like why he like thinks that we should still be friends. And it was just like the most like,
what a waste of time.
See, that was one of the things I noticed when I was in Central Booking last night. Like, it's kind of funny because there was a lot of these guys that were in jail because of a side piece, which I found hilarious because they found a way to somewhat blame the side piece for getting arrested, where it's like, no, dude, you were the one hanging out with the side piece. This is kind of your fault.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of stories of just like people in relationships trying to do something else. And they ended up in a crack den because it was the only place they could fuck. And then the cops raided it. That was one story. The cops raided the place
okay.
at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
I've been looking around the city for like places to fuck guys, right? Like if you're like, should we fuck in like the park or whatever? Never once have I been like, let's go to a crack house. You know? Right. Like, we're not going to do the crack, but like we can at least fuck there.
Like they're not going to be judgy. Driveways.
Yeah, Central Park.
Rooftops.
Oh my God.
Bathrooms.
Yeah.
Bathrooms. Crack houses, though.
Phone booths.
No.
I've done a phone booth before.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Then you're surprised it gets raided, though. That's the thing. Like,
right, like.
Dude, there were so many of those stories. Not necessarily crack dens, but there were so many stories of, like, dudes getting side pieces, and then they got arrested. And the girl got arrested, and she was upstairs.
Maybe there's a lesson
And then they're worried
there.
About the wife showing up.
Don't have a side piece.
To court. And they all, three of them have to walk in because they got arrested at the
same
place.
Time, yeah.
So now it's like, all right, so you two are in a room together. And then that's
well,
how
Well, side piece and wifey
busted.
Might be in a cell together. Like, that's got to be interesting.
No, no, wifey, no. Wifey's at home.
Oh, okay.
Waiting for the dude to come
And then
back.
She gets the call that he's in jail.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. There
Fuck
was a few
guy.
Of them where yeah, I'm just dude. Like, and it was so funny to hear them, like, somewhat. Put the blame on the side piece where it's like, dude,
for,
it's
right?
two to tango. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is your... It's just amazing responsibility and how much people try to avoid it at times.
Well, you
it's
know...
It's fascinating to me, especially with relationships. Like, every relationship comes to an end. Whether they leave, they cheat, or they die.
Or they die.
And yeah. if they leave or cheat, that really sucks because then you got to kill them. You know what I mean? At least emotionally.
Yeah, you do, because my guy cheated, and it was just like...
Your fiancé cheated?
Yeah, well...
You're the one who was trying to get citizenship cheated on you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He went on a
and
date.
And no money.
Like, right, like, yeah. but, like, went out, like, on a date with, like, a guy, and I
from?
Fucking figured it out, Jamaica.
Okay.
Never
so
trust Jamaicans
good,
again. Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't have money.
Yeah. yeah, but they are so goddamn charismatic.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You
I
know,
can see the appeal.
And that Jamaican
accent.
Yes. Yep. You want to get married?
Boy, I'm going to want to marry me, man.
Right. All right. Fuck it.
What else
I
am I doing in my life?
I would marrying a broke Jamaican, though, for citizenship, too. No, that don't make sense.
That's great.
Yeah, but then I found out that he was just taking guys on dates. Like, what the fuck?
Slaying
you
dick,
right?
Yo.
Just, what?
The
what?
Fuck. Yeah.
But the great yeah. thing is, don't you end up loving the stories after
yes,
the fact?
After.
Like initially, that 6 weeks or so, 2 months, it's pretty rough. But when you get to like 6 months and a year
now
later,
now when I get to this point where I can talk about
yeah,
it, it's like
yeah,
okay,
it's kind of hilarious,
that was,
right?
That was an experience.
It's a good story. It's a good
yeah.
story.
But I feel like it only works if you have like a joke. Like kind of to your point. Like I don't have a joke about this one yet. But like I've got like like my closer is about another comic that is an ex, and like that closer's been working for years now. And it was like that entire relationship to
is
me.
That
it's
the,
just
like what love is.
No,
I love that chunk you do. I think that is so great.
Yeah, no. It's the heart attack during sex.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So like that's another comic. That bit about kink. It was just kind of like. I think, like, some guy on Bumble was, like, asking me about, like doing something kinky. And I'm just, like, I'm not on Bumble for, like, kink. I'm, like, on Bumble for, like, love. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Bumble is not for
It's not,
kinky
like, kinky
shit.
Shit.
That's, like,
the women
like,
yeah.
Oh, you took that in a
yeah.
great direction.
Yeah.
I love hearing that every time.
Thank you.
I think it's so great and it's so dead on. And it's so, like, yeah, because that is love. It makes me think of, my dad and my stepmom. Because, like, she went through all of that shit. He was there, and he was the guy who did all of that. And I remember watching them being, like, you know, and I was 15, 16 at the time. Watching that, it was like, oh, wow. That's love.
Yeah.
That's the kinkiest shit you can do with someone.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What's the kinkiest shit that you can do with somebody?
Am I ruining yeah. everything now?
No, it's fine.
What's the kinkiest like, shit?
So, like, I have a bit about, basically, like, as I get older, I'm realizing, like, people are really into kinky stuff. And I'm like, I'm not that into kinky stuff. Like, the only thing kinky that I'm into is love. And, like love is the kinkiest thing I want. Like, you know, you got, like, some people, like, since, like, 50 Shades of Grey, like, everybody's getting choked out everywhere. And, you know, but, like, honestly, like, since 50 Shades of Grey, like, every Midwestern housewife is getting, like, choked out. Like, do you really want to be that basic? Like,
well, now, I guess.
Like
mainstream, right?
Yeah, but, like, the only thing more basic is, like, getting choked out while you're drinking a pumpkin spice latte and wearing Uggs.
Like, that's hilarious.
You know, that's funny. And then some people are into golden showers, but, you know, I think it's kind of gross. But, like, everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their thing. But, like, do you want to be fucking, like, Trump right now? Like, I don't want to fuck, like, Trump. But, you know, and I don't know. I guess, like, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can bukkake in your face. But, like, who's going to shave your head when you have cancer?
Right. Yeah, that's...
I'm just trying to find a guy who can do that. That is love. That is some of the kinkiest shit that you could do with someone, is take care of them when they fucking really need you in time of crisis.
I just want someone who can do both, who can choke me out and shave my head.
It's like, hard? You know, that's like, you're looking for fucking Bigfoot. You're looking for Bigfoot with the perfect cock. Like, that's that's like exactly what you're looking for.
Won't settle until I get him.
So like, after you do this DMT, you're going to be bald.
Yeah.
Next time we see you.
Maybe I'll be a lesbian after I do the DMT.
Oh, realization.
Oh, my God. Turns out I like pussy.
Right. Wait. Oh. So this is the new guy.
Well, no, I don't have like a guy. It's just,
A guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not looking to like jump into really. I've already been married before, so I'm not like... Yeah. Any relationship, like when I date somebody, I'm like, it's good until it's good. And then once it's not good anymore, like then we'll end it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would love to like find love and have it. But like, I'm, you know, I'm 29. Like, I'm not in a rush to.
That was a great decade.
Right now. So how, I still have time to figure out.
How or why did you get married younger than 29?
I got married at 19 because I'm from Texas. So it just sort of comes with the territory. Though in retrospect, I was just like, I wasn't ready for college. Nobody had like prepped me for that because my family, like nobody went to college. And so it just was sort of, and I was religious. So there was that element. So it just sort of made sense. Like, oh, I'm getting out of my parents' house. If I'm going to like have sex, I get married. He was a great guy. He's still a great guy. Mm-hmm. We still keep in touch. But it just was like too young, too fucking young.
When did you get engaged? Yeah.
Engaged at 18. Like, I was engaged when I should have been going to prom.
At your graduation?
Yeah, so pretty much. I graduated early, like, but...
Here's my diploma,
honey.
Exactly. That's great. Here's my ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So,
wow. Yeah. Is that really a standard in Texas?
It's or not
is that
necessarily
just
a standard,
stereotype?
But it's not abnormal at all.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's
that's
pretty
like...
common. Nobody was like, you're too young. Everyone was like, yay, God gave you this person
but
for
I
you to marry.
But I don't even think that's just in Texas, because like when
I was
going to
say that's like all over.
Yeah.
Even in the Northeast?
Yeah. Cause
I'm from the Midwest, and it's like
Midwest.
That. Yeah.
Midwest makes sense, yeah.
I was a freshman in college, my freshman boyfriend proposed, like we were only together for like 3 months. And like he proposed like I think or in first semester.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, and I had just met him. It wasn't even like.
And
oh.
You said no.
Yeah, I said no.
Yeah. Y'all stay together after that, or was it just sort of like?
We stayed together for like a little bit after that, but then he like that's a whole nother ball of wax because I picked the winners.
That's crazy. Apparently, I've never been there.
You've never been engaged?
I've never even thought about it.
Have you had enough money to buy an engagement ring?
Yeah. Like, yeah, money's not an issue.
Like, no, I mean, I've...
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Money's not an issue.
I've been proposed to, like, 3 times.
Wow.
And then I've talked about...
You're twice?
Twice.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What about you? How many you got?
Well, one official one. I mean, right. I've had other guys be like, I want to marry you. And then, you know... It changes over time. Then they start to get to know me.
Right. Like, wait.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever come close at all.
I mean, asking or wanting to,
even
or?
Thinking like about like, hey, you know what? This could be it.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the funny thing is that everybody that has proposed to me, like, I've kind of in the back of my head been like, yeah, this is not going to be a good idea. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, we're in the motions of it. And, like, while you're in it, like, I can see, like, oh, okay, like, we get along. Like, you know, we have, like, very similar core values. But then, like, when I'm like, okay, because, like, I'm my day job, I'm an analyst. So, like, if I'm like to project out, like, okay, like if I kick the can down like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, like where are we as people? And I'm just like, yeah, this is gonna like not work somewhere about year 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And wait, I'm just like,
but
why?
You said no to his face.
What, the freshman one?
Yeah.
I said yes in front of people, and then when we got back to the dorms, then...
Oh, he did it in front of people? Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
So he invited my roommate, her boyfriend, his roommate, and his girlfriend, and, like, he and I, he was a trust fund baby. So, like, then we went to, like, shit, the nicest restaurant in town. He'd like reserved the table by the walk-in fireplace, got
trust
champagne.
One, you should have opened with a maybe.
Like,
at least a maybe. Let me think about it. Give
you
me a couple
married
days.
Him, got that money, and then split.
See, yeah, no, that's how investigation discovery, all those.
Yeah,
that's exactly,
no,
how all that
shit
goes.
Then he can pay
down
for a hitman.
Right. No, yep. Then you smother him in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no. So, like, I said yes in front of everyone. And then when we got back to the dorms, they gave him back the ring. Yeah. And, like, he got his grandmother's ring from his parents that had been in, like concentration camps. And she smuggled the ring. Like, the whole shit. Like, you know what I mean? And
he put the gold watch up his ass.
Like, you know what I mean? It was, like,
he was covered
up his
in
ass
shit. Yeah.
Like, right, yeah. Like, it was the whole...
My grandmother wore it until she died, like, yesterday.
I can't tell you what my father went through to get this watch.
Like,
and then, you know what? Fuck that. I'm good. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
You just gave it back. So, you know what? Nah, B.
And I was just like, you know something? Like, how about this? Like, we can say to people that we're engaged, but officially for each other, like, yeah, ask me a year from now. And, like, if we still feel this way a year from today, then I will, yeah, say yes.
That's great.
But, yeah, wow. So he...
What is he doing now? Do you know? Do you follow him?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't
see,
check up on your
I
exes?
I could have put someone
I've got
through
a restraining order against him. Like, no. Like,
oh, you,
oh,
do?
No,
yeah,
oh,
it
shit,
went bad.
She got real.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's trying to own you, possess you, maybe?
Well, this is, like, another, like, so he wasn't doing well in school or whatever, so his parents were like, oh, like, you know, like, if you help him out and, like, get his GPA up and stuff, then, you know, what we can do is that we will pay to have, an apartment converted in the basement, and you can come here in the summers, and, like, you know, we got you a job at the university for the summer, and then when you guys graduate from college, we'll buy you a condo if you guys go to law school, and we'll pay for your law school.
Holy shit.
I'm 18.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's like an NBA contract. Or like a NFL contract,
yeah,
where it's,
yeah,
like, if you rush for 1,500 yards this season, you're going to get a bonus incentive.
Like,
yeah,
we know you don't want to, wow, do it, but, wow, here's all this reason to try and make,
yeah,
it work.
Yeah,
yeah.
His next door neighbor was Billy Joel.
I've never wanted,
oh,
to put
shit,
anyone.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
Girl.
Is he single?
Oh,
right,
in, yeah, hindsight.
I don't need love.
I've never wanted to put anyone through my life. Like, last night. You know, when they're sitting there like, hey, Tim, is there anyone to call? No. And it even got to the point where the rookie cop, he's going through his stuff, and he's like, no one to call. So, what are you, single? Yes. you don't have a girlfriend? No.
What is single,
I don't.
Mean?
What does this have to do with anything that I'm doing, officer? And he's like, well, do you live with anybody? I'm like, yeah, I got roommates.
You don't have to call anybody. Like, who cares?
Yeah, no,
it's,
I,
like,
don't.
If you don't want to, then, you know.
I don't know.
Give a shit.
They just.
Right.
They,
like, what if I don't,
like,
want anybody to know?
You're so,
like,
alone? Oh, my God. That's,
yeah,
so,
no,
sad.
I just don't want motherfuckers to know.
And at the
but
time,
I'm in jail
I was
right
in
now.
A holding. I was in the holding cell by myself as he's interviewing me, like, so don't you have, like, anything? And it's like, no, I do, dude, but it's.
Who cares? What are you going to say? I'm in
jail.
I'm
at the point in my life. I'm at the point in my life where I no longer think with my dick. And
how old are you?
I'm 39.
He said 39.
39.
Right, yeah. And that's about as long as it takes. I still think with my dick.
I don't.
You're young.
I'm like
young, though.
My dick is like Kobe's last 2 years. There's a 61-point game going to happen, but I don't really give a shit about playing anymore. I'm on a shit team. I don't care. I just, the energy that I've put in my life to try to get laid and find love if I put that into fucking myself and loving me, I would be so much better off. And also, I've never known anyone who's made a good decision while thinking with their dick. Like, I was never a teenager, and it was like, hey, Scott, how'd you get a 1500 on your SATs? I was thinking with my dick. I never hear that. It's always, hey, how'd you get divorced and lose half your shit? I was thinking with my dick. I've never heard a good decision. And especially after last night, hearing all those guys be like, oh, dude, the side piece is why I got arrested. Yeah, they were thinking with their dick. Mm-hmm. And if they weren't, they wouldn't have been in there with me. You know?
Damn.
I wouldn't want to put a girl through it. Like, to call up someone and be like, hey, look, there was a fight in the subway, and I wanted to break it up. And so I'm going to jail for the night. I don't know what to tell you. I just thought I'd let you know. I'm not out doing anything weird. I'm just in jail.
I'm not doing anything weird.
I'm just in jail.
I'm not because
I cared about humans. I'll talk to you later. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that to someone.
I'll keep my anus covered. Like,
it's time in that bed. I still have a peanut butter sandwich on me.
Oh, save that shit. Yeah, dude.
Dude, if you guys
still got the crust on. Yo, that literally looks like shit. Oh. All right, can we put this in the camera?
Yeah,
put it in the camera. Literally. That is a jail sandwich.
Jail sandwich, yeah.
That is a jail sandwich.
I got it.
It's on wheat, though.
Fucking 8 in the morning or something.
It's like, yeah, wheat.
Why is it all ripped up?
Because they put two of them in here.
Oh, and you ate one.
So I already had one. Yeah,
and this you were saving for later.
They're passing them out. They're passing them out, and it was like, so what do you want? And I was like, well, I want everything you guys will give me. So it's 2 peanut butter sandwiches, 2 cheese sandwiches. I got an orange and a little thing of milk.
Okay.
There you go. Nutritious.
So. What happens if you're lactose intolerant?
No kale?
You just shit up the joint?
You just,
no kale?
You just don't do it. You just don't do it.
What?
The milk.
There's no turmeric in this shit? Fuck this place. No.
Dude, the toilet's like right here.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, there was some guy who had problems. And I'm sorry.
He's just like tearing up the bowl.
Dude, the Blazing Saddles in me. Dude, we all started dying. This one dude, he was like, he had like a trumpet quartet. It was like a New Orleans fucking jazz band coming out of his ass when he was sitting on the... It was... Dude, we were all dying. It was like... We were like 5 years old. And it's just like... And he's right there. And you could see his head over.
That's
and it's
comedy.
Just... You know? Hello, my lady. Hello, my darling. That's what's like coming out of his ass.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So I still got one of these.
Well, at least you still have the sandwich. So, all right. So we're going to have to take a quick break before we start our next segment. But before we go, just to like let everybody know, like, what projects are you working on? Where can they find you on social media? Like, what are your upcoming gigs? Amanda.
So my website, my Instagram, my Twitter are all the same. It's The Rapist Jokes or TherapistJokes.com or, you know, at that. I have all my... I do a Sunday show every Sunday at the Grizzly Pear, 3 p.m. I've had Marissa and Rodney both on. It's a killer show. 3
so
p.m.
Much
at
fun.
The Grizzly
yeah.
Pear. Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go have brunch and then go to the show.
Exactly. Check out my website. I got all my dates on there. Yeah.
Okay. Tim.
Yeah. I would say go to YouTube. YouTube, IamTimWarner.com. Because of my Mount Rushmores and the people that I look up to in comedy, they would do an hour every 2 years. So I'm not there yet, so this can't be good. So every 2 months, I'm doing a new 6 minutes. I put it up on YouTube, and then after I put it up on YouTube, I write a brand new 6 minutes, and I put it up on YouTube. And then I also have a video podcast. It's called The Joker in the Rye, and it's pretty much just going through the process of myself and the diary of every single flawed mistake I've ever made and how I learned from them and the process that I'm taking to get my Netflix special, and I'm planning on 3 years.
Sweet.
All right.
Yeah, and then Instagram is all the behind the scenes. I'm really good at the Instagram. I enjoy it. Everything I do is I am Tim Warner. So whether it's Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Geosites, AOL,
Zanga,
Tinder,
LiveJournal,
any of them, They're all Grindr. Except for Snapchat. I don't do Snapchat.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Marissa Smith, and this is Big Talkin' Brewskis.
Park.
Hey!
Barton is Cow Park. Was a great black shark.
Hey!
Mama was a rolling stone. She had to find her own. Things are going funny corner. She a carry things across the border. Red I left for slaughter. Six pitney for feed your honor.
Hey!
And everyone in this life has made mistakes. Temptations pushed up in my face. Find it hard not to take a test. Everyone in this life has made mistakes. Temptations pushed up in my face. Find it hard to take a test.
Subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Hey guys,
yeah,
this is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Spick. We are back, you guys. We are back. So, we're back with Rodney Daniels.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
And joining us is Neruda Williams.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys. I really love it. This is great.
Yeah, no, thanks for doing it. And we've got Wanell Riley.
Also happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
So, Neruda, how was your week?
Oh, personally or professionally?
Either
personally,
or, whichever, whatever you want to talk about.
Physically, because metaphysically.
Let your fans know.
I mean, you know, I feel like when comics ask that, it's like the first answer you give is a professional. Like, oh, I did this gig, I did that gig. And, but like, personally, I've been really fucking frustrated and sad with everything going on.
Yeah.
And so, I've been doing a lot of, fucking. Like, that's how I, that's how I,
yeah.
That's how I deal with that.
Just fuck your feelings away.
Fuck, hey, it works, man.
I don't know what else to do.
Something happens when you bust that nut. You know, she's like, all everything's pain goes away. She's
everything.
Like, oh shit,
everything.
So now, professionally.
Oh, professionally, everything is really great. You know, I've been running a new show and prepping for the second year of the Harlem Comedy Festival, and you know, just doing a lot of gigs. My improv team is very popular. Which is so surprising. and yeah, so everything is really good with that. Yeah.
What's going on with your arm?
Oh, right before fucking, I like to make dinner. And I made I made salmon for this girl the other day. And you have to crisp the skin first, right? Then you have to flip it. But you don't want the flesh to fall apart. So you want to do it swiftly.
Yeah.
And so I did it very swiftly, but I also splashed some hot oil, and it went up my arm.
I'm almost not even mad because you're cooking, and how is anyone else supposed to fuck if they can't cook? You are cooking before
I feel like as a straight guy, that's like a requirement. You have to either like pay for dinner or cook dinner.
Dude's in order, reason. In order
I can't afford to pay for dinner.
Like, right, yeah, exactly. You like, I'm going to go cheap, right? You want to come to my place?
I'm telling you, you should try this one.
You had salmon, though.
Be mad handsome, actually.
Just remember next time to cook with long sleeves.
Yeah.
I hope she at least blew you after that.
Oh, she... Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay. Gonna,
shout out to you. You know who you are.
Salmon girl. Shout out to Salmon girl.
He was like, she made it worth burning my arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Pain and pleasure.
Would you do it again, knowing everything that happened? Yeah. Would you?
I would totally do it again. And it's also... There was something romantic about her, like... helping me dress the wound. It was like a war thing. It was like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt...
Did you have like one little tear come out? And she was like, oh my
it's
God.
Like, oh, baby.
Yeah. You know? I was like a wounded soldier she had taken in, you know?
No, it's like that bonding. Because, you know, like if you ride a roller coaster with someone, like on a date, that's like supposed to... And it's like that same thing, that same adrenaline
pump. She just dropped to her knees. Burnt the salmon.
You're all about just dropping to the knees.
Hey, BJ's, you know, it's where it's at.
Make the world go around.
Right? Hello.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. And Wanell, how was your week?
I think I'll
just
use
remember
the same,
to talk right into the mic.
Yeah, I'll use the same format that Neruda just used. Personally, my week was same stressful about all that's going on in our country right now. That's very like wow, you know. But it, like from a distinctly personal point
he's
of view,
to find
oh, I was like, am I about to be accosted? No. from just purely
he's
personal, things are mostly okay. I've been feeling a little frustrated about a few things, but like nothing that's not going to work itself out in time. Professionally, I've been having a great time doing a lot of shows. Been rocking out at Dangerfield and Broadway, and it's been a lot of fun. Nice. Good places, great staff. Just been pretty happy. I'm actually headed down to Ashbury tomorrow
cool.
to House of Independence near the Jersey Shore. That's gonna be a crazy gig, so like
yeah,
I'm both excited for the show, and I'm excited for the show ending and hanging out with those crazy people down there, because I don't know if you've been to the Jersey Shore recently, but it's a godless town, so
oh yeah
should be a good time.
I haven't been to like the shore like yeah. I did a gig in Atlantic City a couple of months ago, and it was just the whole show kind of felt like, you know, like when you're like someone's trying to get you to go to a timeshare, and like they invite you on like a free vacation to
try
to sell you the timeshare, but like I felt like the show was like a timeshare for drugs. Like it was just, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, come to free comedy show. It's just like, hey, you want to come to the back? Come back. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, so I came out this whole way for this. I'm just, you know, I'm like the free gift with purchase. Like, you know what I mean?
So it's like, so the shore is almost the same thing, except people are more tan.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like,
yeah.
That's really like the very tanning's big. Tanning and fake boobs. That's the, it's like the men and women. It doesn't matter. Everyone just tanning and fake boobs. That's the.
Yeah. Well, you know, pec implants are a thing.
Yeah. So.
What is our like consensus on fake body parts, like the fake booty thing, and because
fake booties tend to look kind of weird, honestly. Like, I do whatever you want, but like fake, I've seen very few fake booties that like look good. I guess
like,
I can't
not
see it.
Like if you do like the ass shots, like the silicone shots, I feel like they look more, you know, acceptable. Like,
wait, people are dying from that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
but silicone's worse. Like putting that like, actual
little bag.
Yeah. It'll like pop in your ass.
I feel like if I can tell you have a fake butt, then your fake butt's bad.
Some of us might like
that.
I just feel like they need to come
fake
up with
boobs
the.
Are, I don't know. What,
so when I was in Florida, like especially South Florida, fake boobs are like, that's the way of life. Like it's
in
weird
California,
not
it's
to.
The same way too.
Yeah, it's like weird not to have fake boobs. You see a girl over there, it's like, yo, that girl has real boobs. Like, you can believe that shit? You know, it's like.
Right.
It's like, she's so retro.
It's like, what the hell?
She's got retro boobs.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a woman, and she was like, just like really confused. She was like, "Do men really like this?" Looking at these IG models, right? Like, and she was like, "Do men really like this?" And I was like, "Yeah, like obviously. Like, I mean, she has the hips of a woman that can have 18 babies, and the titties of one that can, you know, feed double that. You know, and it's just like, yeah, that's like, you know, instinctually attractive." Now. She's like, but it's fake. And I'm like, I get that part, but that's my brain. You know what I mean? Like, my brain isn't what's, you know, I don't know, following her on IG. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I think but I do think that you make a good point, because it's like, what she's really saying is, okay, so when you get her in bed, are you going to enjoy touching that as opposed to touching what's real? And I was like, not necessarily, but... Again, my brain kind of shuts off at a certain point again, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like between dinner and getting you in bed, I'm thinking, I'm conversing, I'm very intelligent, I'm charming. But then once I have you in bed and your naked body is there, I'm like, yo, let's get this shit popping. Like, I don't know what we pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've been with fake boob women. Did you enjoy it?
I was with a fake boob woman once.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It was, I enjoyed they were too stationary.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
They were just very much.
And they don't feel.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't.
But I enjoyed her as a person.
she had a great personality.
And a great vagina. And that was real.
I bet so she that developed that personality before she got the fake boobs. And she was like, time to become the total package.
I agree. It's fake boobs, dog. I agree.
I see the allure of it. Because, like, so I have a fake nose. But like I was in a taxi accident and, my, basically like my nose was shattered. So like I had to get reconstructive surgery. So like, you know, this is like my nose 2.0. So like,
it's a good one,
You know, but, I had a good surgeon and I gave him a lot of pictures. and so but after I got it, and like, even though it was like a very slight difference compared to like my first nose, I could see how it like kind of changed my whole face, and I could see like I had more symmetry, and so like I can see the allure of like once you get plastic surgery, like you're kind of going to want to get more plastic surgery. Like I would even consider like getting my boobs done, and like, you know, like I don't have small boobs, but like.
Say, boobs already.
Yeah, you do.
It's not about you that. Know, it's about like, that stationary life.
You know, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
They're there forever.
They don't move. They stay right there.
Yeah.
That's also true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because like,
yeah.
I would get like the same size, like, because I'm a 36 double D. So like, you know, it's like size wise, like I'm fine with it. Like, you know, I would just want to like lift and separate, and then
maybe put some Helium in there, help out with your back.
You know, it's like. It's like, and then like I could wear the cute little tops that like I have to like have a little like strapless bras that don't work and all that stuff. And so like I can see the allure of it. But then I would also say like, oh, well, if I got fake tits, like, you know, something, I'd get a tummy tuck. Like, you know, right. Like,
yeah. Slippery,
because like now it's just like, you know, like you, now you've got these amazing boobs
the
and then
drug.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
I totally get it.
Like every day I fight myself from getting Botox. Like,
do it. Do it. Well, actually, I was talking to these girls in a bar recently. This might be like last week, 2 weeks ago at the Max, and they were talking about how like 20-somethings are now getting Botox to like offset wrinkles for later.
That doesn't sound
so like 22, 23, like they're getting it
at
for
23?
Later.
For
later.
Yeah, that sounds a little. Because then they don't use the muscles in their face, so they don't get the lines to begin with.
I don't know. I just feel like eventually we're going to all be walking around like 80 years old looking like we're 20. That's not going to be that fun.
But they're also going to be expressionless for the rest of their lives.
It's not the same thing, though. Like,
Well, some guys are getting like Botox in their balls.
That's true.
Why would you get Botox in your balls?
Because balls like sag and drop. Like maybe you want to have.
I like saggy balls.
I don't think everyone likes saggy.
Heard it from a man who likes balls.
You know, like,
guys, you're out there listening. You don't have to do this, Rod. He likes saggy balls. Right. Everything's okay.
Saggy balls.
Everything's
are fine.
Okay.
Saggy balls are fine.
I'm gonna say saggy balls are not fine, and that's why I hate guys that are 10 years younger.
50-50. Get it in one ball.
please,
everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
nah, you out there
looking
like
it's like
a
the Arnold
almost.
Palmer of balls.
It'd also be good for when you teabag, though, right? Because you know how sometimes if you teabag with both balls in her mouth, like you could get a little like teeth action.
I'm not even lying.
Dip one and have enough like leeway to dip the other. That's kind of cool. All right, am I getting too mad?
No, that's fine. I'm not much of a teabagger, though. I'm not much of a.
You gotta get monkey.
Yeah. That ain't my. That's not really my
you,
shit.
You get down there, I'm like, go lower.
Booty hole.
Get that butthole.
Oh my god. Even less that. As much as I'm not a teabagger, I'm even less a salad guy. It's not my shit.
Don't knock it till you try one.
That's fair. I gotta get on that.
Not eating those.
Gotta get on that.
I am not eating that booty like groceries. It's like, no.
We always talk about booty eating.
Because you always bring up booty eating.
It always comes up.
You always bring up booty eating. I'm not bringing up booty eating.
Right.
I'm planning on having dinner after this. Funnel, what are your thoughts on North Korea?
Oh my God! So I remember. So as this thing has slowly been progressing with, you know, the nukes, and they might have them now. Like, well, we know they have nuclear warheads. We're not sure if they can attach them and if they can get them to us. And the closer they get, the more I realize I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think North Korea is ever launching a nuclear weapon. I think Kim Jong Un wants to be alive more than he wants to nuke the U.S. Hmm. On the other hand, I do think with this crazy guy we have on our side, there is a world in which they say too much and get themselves, at the very least, bombed a lot. Like, maybe not nuked, but bombed a lot. You know, and that's, to me, that makes the world a very tense place right now.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I agree on the fact that they're both very unstable. But I kind of disagree on the fact that I kind of feel like Kim Jong-un is such... a narcissist and a megalomaniac that he would want to be the last ruler of his nation.
So you think he'd be down to get nuked?
Yeah, I think that because he would feel like he was the last of the regime, because he's having to live up to his father, he's having to live up to his grandfather.
Both impossible.
Right, and he can't do it. But what can he do? Make sure that nobody can take up where he left off.
That's true.
And so I think that he and he's got no regard for human life or his people. So I think that he would feel like he's entitled to end that nation.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel really bad for South Korea in all of this.
Because they're literally a half hour away from a shitstorm.
It's like being like having an upstairs neighbor who like routinely has shootouts. I get shot and I can't move because I signed on for a permanent lease in this place.
Like, I was that neighbor. I was the upstairs. I got kicked out of that building. I was like selling types of shit. It was crazy.
They're like, yeah, you can't do this in here. But it's like, imagine if you own that apartment, they couldn't make you leave. That's South Korea's situation.
That's
right
Kim Jong, yeah.
They're just right on top of them. It's like, yo, you're making a lot of noise up there.
It's like, blup, blup, it's Friday. Fuck up.
It's Monday. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's like walking around. And like, they keep shooting their missiles near Japan, is like the thing. And I bet Japan's like saying, like, what's up with North Korea, South Korea? Like, you guys are the closest to getting what's going on there. Just like, man, I don't know. He won't stop. Like, it's a very scary time just in the world generally. It's like hard to believe how crazy things are right now.
Yeah. And my question is that what did we give North Korea for them to agree not to bomb Guam right now?
So you think there was an exchange more than just Trump's fire and fury comment? You don't think that was enough?
Right,
you're getting effed up. Yeah, you don't think that was enough? You don't think that froze him?
I think like Jong-un was probably like jerking off to that video. It's like, you know, fury fire in your daughter face. Like, you know,
oh my
like,
God. You know, like, it could have been like, that. It totally like, could have been
that. I don't think that he gave a fuck about that.
I don't think they can. I'm still skeptical as to whether or not North Korea has the missile capacity that recent news reports have suggested they have. Because it's a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to actually shoot off one of these things accurately. And like they keep like just shooting them off into space and going, look what we can do. But they haven't really tried to target anything, you know.
Well, I think that's the whole point why they keep getting so close to Japan. It's like they're basically doing it. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Like, you know what I mean? It's like they're going like distance wise.
Yeah.
They're close enough that they can hit something.
Yeah.
But they're not ready to get full on into the shit. So they're just like, look, we're a 50 miles away from your shore. We're not touching you. You can't bomb us.
Although if anyone other than us deserves to be bombed by Korea, it is Japan, though. I mean,
whoa,
they did.
They already got it. Did you forget?
I know that.
They already got it.
Look, I have Japanese family. My brother is Japanese. I am saying no, but we did that though.
I feel like if you get you should only get nuked one time,
we did that
one episode of nuking,
right? Like Japan occupied them and colonized them very early on, and that's why the Civil War even started, because they were trying to not be occupied by Japan.
But
Japan, so we stepped in as an economic thing so that we could protect our interests in Japan and create the manufacturing and
the new robust Japanese economy that we very much benefit from. Yes.
So this is all basically, you know, us shitting on Korea constantly, like a little sister.
But I feel like
you can't play with us.
The fact that Japan no longer has a standing army means they should not get, like, if you don't I even have
no. If Kim is listening, don't take my advice. I am not a political advisor.
He's only listening to Dennis Rodman. That's the only black man he hears.
Which means that I have a chance at being his political advisor.
You better get your tutu.
So crazy.
Well, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah,
I don't want anyone to bomb anyone.
No, ideally, okay. in an ideal, I think we're all in an ideal world. No one's nuking anyone.
Yeah, nobody wants anybody nuked.
But apparently, if we're having a draft of who should, Naruto's going with Japan as the like Iran exists.
Yeah. Now, but again, I'm talking about what has been done to you. You know
I see.
I mean?
So where's North Korea's, like, where should they have animosity?
And what I'm saying is when we're discussing the fact that they keep doing that with them and getting closer and closer to them, I'm like, I kind of get that. Now, I think that they should bomb us, too. Like, I mean,
What the fuck?
I know.
Please don't take his advice.
It's so I had, like, that moment, you know, like, where someone said something crazy and you, like, want to move over a little bit? Yeah. But I realized a nuke would still get me. There's no, so fuck it.
We live in New York, right?
But I'm just putting a point on. I realize
that every watch list and NSA and CIA probably have us on a list right now, but they do.
No, the viewership.
I'm Ruta A. Williams.
You know my social. The viewership just shot up when he said North Korea should nuke us. We just got every intelligence agency on the wire. What's up, Comey? Nah.
If you got a Quinn, we've done a lot of bad things. I think Quinn is cute. Like, I'll talk to that one. Go on.
I'm just saying, we've done a lot of bad things. We set up coups in there constantly. We've tried to put the CIA in there and disrupt their culture. We just recently we got upset because a white boy was murdered when he committed a crime there, and we got him out. Like, I think that we've been fucking with them for a very long time.
Now, you want to talk about deserved? I didn't feel even a little bit bad when I heard about, like, you know, I felt bad for his family, but, like, he went to North Korea on a vacation. Yeah. Like, there's a whole other Korea he could have went to. Yeah, like, he didn't. Like, what the fuck were you doing?
That's not white American. That's a white American, and that's the entitlement that we have, is that we can go to Southeast Asia, and we fuck little boys and little girls, and we fucking buy things and treasures. We go treasure hunting.
Don't say we when you say, I've never gone to South Asia. Fucked a little boy or little girl.
You've never gone.
I've been to South Korea, but I've never fucked a little boy.
Indiana
or
Jones
girl
and ran into
in
a temple and stole. We still shit.
I don't even like going to Jersey. I'm not going to fucking Korea.
He said, be like,
oh God, a little
I'm starting to learn so much about your political philosophy.
So fuck us is what I'm saying.
Oh my God. No, I mean, I get the sentiment of fuck us. Like, we definitely are not. Like, we have this whole conception of ourselves as in a country. Like, we're these great. But we've been the bad guy a lot. Like, if you read any other country's history books, it's like America's routinely the villain. Yeah.
Yeah. And not black people, by the way. It's straight white men, but, you know.
No, for sure. I definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
no, you're not.
No, I wasn't even there for most of it, but. I just came around recently.
Yeah.
You know, like, you were there when we invaded a country for weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist.
Yeah.
That's still very awkward. I bet it's still mad. I bet no one, you're not allowed to say mass destruction in Iraq still. It's like,
it's like,
we don't talk about
America.
That.
Like, I don't know. And then I think that Neruda was kind of touching upon a little bit of, you know, what's happening here right now. You know, we have Nazis invading U.S. soil.
Invading, coming up out of.
Yeah, no, so right, like, growing,
like,
right.
Been here.
My, probably the biggest thing for me is, like, we knew we had Nazis themselves. And we knew we had, we did not know these people existed. What bothers me is I didn't know how much our society would acquiesce around them.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that people are like, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. Like, you may disagree with the whole Black, like, they ant all that shit. But that you could say they're a terrorist group, but then you see these Nazis.
But they have free speech.
And they're like, let them speak.
No, they don't.
Let them speak.
They need to be heard. They have to be allowed to spread their ideas. It blows my mind.
So tomorrow I'm bringing speakers to Washington Square Park. I don't know if the thing is still happening.
The rally.
They claim that they canceled it, but I also feel like they're weasel rat bastards that would still show up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's completely reasonable to be skeptical of Nazis. Like, if there's gonna be anyone, you could be skeptical of what Nazis say. You don't have to take them at face value.
I'm bringing as much of my friends. I'm now co-manager of a music studio. I'm bringing as much of my friends' speakers as I can and an amp, and I'm gonna try to play the loudest, like, black music over them. From 12:30 p.m. until they fucking leave. If they're there. If they're not there, just be a niggas playing music so you can hang out.
Have you seen that? You guys seen that? Those postings on Facebook about the glitter? Yeah. Like, throw glitter on the Nazis?
No, I haven't seen that.
Can I, like, be listening to Jay-Z and throw glitter at
I think you're supposed to have glitter throwing music. No one's expected to throw glitter a cappella.
I think that would be
that'd be weird.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, throw glitter on, make them look silly. And then there was that other thing I saw about how when people would dress up in, like, Nazi garb in this certain town in like Scandinavian countries, what they would do is they would donate
money for a race.
For all the steps these people took. And so,
then,
like,
that money went towards foundations that
help the groups that these people are trying to oppose. And so their efforts are directly contributing to helping the groups.
I like
I could definitely get down, maybe not with my own money directly, but I could get down with promoting the idea that other people should put their money into.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to raise awareness.
I understand.
Trying to be a voice piece.
You're trying to be an inspirator.
Yeah.
And I was reading Neruda's Facebook about this, and a lot of people, and not just your Facebook, but, like, a lot of people are kind of trying to pose that question about freedom of speech. And, you know, and I know that you were having an issue because there was, like, a homosexual Mexican-American that was trying to basically argue the freedom of speech of these Nazis.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of the demographics that we kind of got.
Right.
Damn.
What?
That's, if he was trans, we would have to agree. We would have to just say, like, whatever he said is right.
No, we don't.
I agree with you, Marissa. No, we don't.
No.
We can all be brainwashed. And he didn't cite the actual precedents, as we asked him to do. He gave me articles that cited certain precedents. But what he doesn't, what he failed to realize is that my statement wasn't rhetorical at all, but it was saying that I don't really care about what the Supreme Court is saying. Because in my opinion, what the law defines as hate speech and doesn't define as fighting words and doesn't define...
It's too narrow.
It's too narrow.
It's too narrow.
Because in reality, if there's a Nazi or a white supremacist or a white nationalist or anyone that believes...
That's provoking violence.
That's provoking violence to me, that believes that the eradication of a certain group of people is okay and appropriate, then that's provoking violence. So right. I really don't give
Genocide
a fuck.
Genocide is violence.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... Yeah.
That's, it's crazy how that's like revolutionary today. Right. It's like genocide's not cool. Right. You guys all know, and the country's like, nah. Oh. You can advocate for you can't do the, but you could talk, you can ask other people to do.
But
genocide.
Like, are you like asking people to do genocide? Like, this is my whole thing, and this is kind of the paradox of being a tolerant society. Is that in order for you to remain a tolerant society, you have to be 100% intolerant of intolerance. Because if you're tolerant of intolerance, the intolerant people will eventually wipe the tolerant people out.
Yeah.
Because they are not tolerant of anything, and they have no problems plowing through people and taking rights away from people. But if you want to remain a tolerant society, you have to 100% be intolerant of intolerance.
Yeah.
And so I think that a lot of people have a problem with that because they're just like, oh, but free speech. And it's like, well, you know something? Like 3 years ago, gay marriage was illegal. You know why gay marriage is legal right now? Because we as a society said, you know something? We're not tolerant of the intolerance that gay people can't get married anymore. Like, you need to change the law.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying right now is that, yes, maybe right now in this particular moment of time, free speech and hate speech are not separated, but it's only separated if someone is invoking violence. If we say right now that anytime someone says hate speech, they are invoking violence, then hate speech is no longer covered by free speech.
Marissa, may I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
And look, this is another thing. Like, I think that the neo-Nazi can say the hate speech in his home. He can have a periodical. He can have his little fucking journal. He can fucking post it on his website. He can do all of that. But when you
start...
Not with torches. And when you start coming into public places and you start coming into spaces where you are vocally yelling these things at people that don't necessarily agree with
you. It's very much intimidation.
It's very much intimidation. And, you know... I'm from the hood. Like, we done been shut down for just having a block party. So fuck you with your fucking, you know what I mean, walking around screaming, you Jews are going to replace us. Fuck you, dude. So for me, it's like, I'm not against free speech. I am against the promotion of genocide. And also...
the perversion of free speech.
And the perversion of free speech. And also, I do think that there are certain limits to protecting the rights of people that don't want other people to have rights. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a serial killer, you don't have... certain rights anymore
to go and kill people and eat them. It's like, just because like you want them to be a part of your life forever doesn't mean you have the right to eat them.
No And Dahmer was a charming dude who loved black men, but he just loved us in the wrong way.
I think
he loved them fried and pickled.
What makes it tough, and I think, you know, a lot of what makes the whole conversation really tough, I think Trump said in his fucking unbelievable remarks earlier this week when he was talking about, should we take down the statue of George Washington next? I think that's the perfect metaphor for the fact that we haven't dealt with a lot of what is true about our country, that a lot of our founding ideas were founded to perpetuate a terrible social order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people forget what the Constitution actually says about slaves and about, like, they think we just had this perfectly equal society and we're like, we made a mistake here. We very much meant to perpetuate inequality in our society for as long as we could. And so when we talk about the early days and, like, they talk about, like, oh, yeah, George Watt, should he be next? I mean, yeah, probably. Sure. He was also bad. Like, these dudes.
Right, hello, he owned slaves.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes were fucking awful for a long time.
Yeah.
And guess what? This was never your fucking country.
No.
This was, and, like, the thing, this is what, right. And this is you the thing it. That is, like, the craw on my side that gets up my ass every fucking time I hear it, because I've had a family member, a relative, an ancestor die in every war in this country since the Revolutionary War.
It's because like Forrest Gump.
We are fucking... I'm descendants of real goddamn Americans, not this fucking crow that thinks that they're going to bring some kind of Nazi shit over here. No, you're not Americans. You're not from here. You're bringing your perverted, twisted, European, like, colonistic bullshit over here. If we were actually staying to our history, we'd still be praying to, like, multi-gods, and Earth is our mother, and, sure, like, yeah, no one absolutely owns shit. Because... Right. Everything is everybody's, because nothing, yep, is anybody's.
Well, that's actually, I think what you're speaking to, like, the heart of the issue is, like, these people took the country. Like, they like, and now they're losing it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, we all know by 2050, the country won't be predominantly white anymore. There'll be a majority. There'll be a plurality still. There'll be more white people than any other kind of people, but there'll be less white people than all the rest of the other people, which is a situation in America white people have never known. Yeah. And I think that's
how many of them are really white? Because we have
that's a whole other thing, 23
and me right now. I feel you know what I mean?
Right. It's
like,
everybody get a DNA sample.
Fucking South Asian, find out
what you really are.
But I think that's even a thing, by the way. And I have to keep correcting people all the time about this, who think that white is a race. I'm like, no.
White's the absence of race.
Yes. White is white is this culmination of various different things. So you could possibly figure out who you are, and you do know who you are, but it's easy to say that you're white so that you can have an enemy.
Yeah.
And that you can, the enemy can be black.
And what culture are they that can they not express? Like, have they ever met an Irish person or an Italian or a fucking Greek? Like, they are nothing but culture.
Nothing.
It's like every single day, it's like, oh, I'm 100% Italian, I'm 100% Irish. And then you put, like, Irish and Italians in a room, they're white and they can't get along.
Yeah.
It's like, but, like, you know, it's like, they hate each other. I don't understand it. That's some...
Well, this all goes back to the grand bargain from the 1600s when slavery was established in America. It was like, look, I know you're poor, but look, we need to have an economy. And right now, we have a lot of work that needs to be done, and we don't have anywhere near the money to pay them. So we're going to create a class of people who don't have rights.
Yeah.
Who don't have rights. And you're going to be okay with it because you don't belong to that class.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it means to be white. Wow. You get to have rights.
Right.
All these rights don't apply to these people, these black people. Like, that's literally how the law changed in the 1600s to perpetuate this stuff. And now that that's falling apart, now that rights are supposed to apply to everyone, some white people literally can't handle it. They're like, wait, I signed up for a certain country. Like, my family signed up for a certain country. Mm-hmm. As a white guy, there are certain things that aren't supposed to happen to me. But
make
as you know,
America great again.
The opioid crisis has hit the white community. Like, all these things have started to happen to white people that are not supposed to happen to white people. It really has upset white people.
But, like, you know something? Like, I this is going to sound probably, like, judgy and harsh or whatever, and that's fine.
Speak your soul, girl.
I've never done coke. I've never done crack. I've never done heroin. I've probably smoked pot 3 times in my entire life. You choose if you want to do drugs. And if you're going to be in the middle of America and you want to fucking mainline heroin, that's your choice. I don't feel like I need to pay for your rehab. I don't need to understand your struggle, and I also don't need to fucking care that you can't get a job because you're on drugs. Because you know something, in the 80s there were people that were on drugs. Amen. In Harlem and South Bronx and Brooklyn, and no one gave a fuck. They were
no
just,
one called it an epidemic.
No. Amen. It wasn't.
Well, we got a lot of Law and Order.
It wasn't a disease.
A lot of Law and Order.
Right. It wasn't a disease. It was that these were criminals and engaging in criminal behavior. So I just feel like as a society, we need to just there's either this is criminal activity, mm-hmm, and everybody on drugs goes to jail. Or this is a disease, and everybody that's in jail right now for drugs comes out, because you can't have it both ways.
Nope.
You can't be half pregnant. You can't be half dead. Shit or get off the pot.
I feel like I'm about to say something that, like, this is the kind of thing people get, like, assassinated for saying. Fortunately, I'm not a public figure, so it'll be okay. But
close your ears.
The pharmaceutical companies got people hooked on oxycodone with these painkillers. And it really became – that's where the heroin epidemic came from, because heroin is a lot cheaper than oxycodone. These people got hooked on these pain meds and couldn't stop, brought it into their communities, into their neighborhoods, and then everyone started doing it around them, because once that stuff's in there, you know, it spreads like fucking wildfire.
It's fine.
And the problem is no one's being held accountable for that. So, you know, is these initial injuries. And so because they need a scapegoat, it's the old bring up the race stuff, pitch us against each other again. Like, the powers that be, like, I will always think it is the ultimately it is the moneyed interests who get away scot-free to do what they want when they want. Yeah. And then every time things get a little bad, they go, you know what's race. Those black people are doing you in, guys.
And you know, and I still don't even have sympathy about that. Because I have whatever you want. This the world is your oyster, fellas.
Never had oysters.
Oh, we'll go have oysters now. where's the place? In the cute little place around the corner. Because I'm an oyster girl.
What does that mean? I'm an oyster girl. Okay.
Well,
that's a brand new statement.
You haven't heard a lot of things, nerd.
Marissa, right. Coming out as an oyster girl in 2017. Right? Hashtag oyster girl.
Hashtag oyster girls. Mm-hmm. No, because like, all right, so I had a taxi accident, and that's where I shattered my nose.
Beautiful, by the way, the nose.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Good
Lovely.
Job. Three herniated discs in my back. And I had the option between getting my disc fused and being in a halo for 6 months, or just getting like steroid injections and physical therapy. So I went with the steroid injections.
You didn't want to be an angel?
No, I did not want to have that halo. And then I was worried that like you would see the screw marks on the side of my head. That was like my biggest.
Oh, I see that. Yeah,
you
don't
want to. You know, like, and I'd look
you'd
like
look like a villain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just like I'm coming for your village.
I would have liked it.
Fake boobs and screws. That's like
that sounds like a porn.
Nella and I are working on that.
Co-producing like, this point like, is called Fake Boobs and Screws.
my pain management doctor put me on. So I was on nerve blockers and muscle relaxers and painkillers and like I was on like maybe five or six different like opioid kind of drugs at the same time. And I took them for probably about 2 months, and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't poo. Like I just was like kind of like jumpy, and I just took myself off of it. And like I was still in a lot of pain. And when I'm talking pain, like I'm in the shower and just the pressure of the water on my neck, I'm crying. Jesus. like crying hysterically, like somebody just like kicked
water
me in
on
like,
your disc.
Just the light and like touch of the water on my skin, because like I had so many like inflamed nerves.
Well, I just Natarawin like that day.
Like,
that's it right there.
That's enough.
Nero was like,
is that water hurt?
Well, I do heroin now. That's it. Oh shit, I didn't even know water could hurt.
Catch me leaving.
I took myself off. And then the next time I went to my pain management doctor, and he was just like, oh, so like how many pills are you taking a day? And I'm just like, oh, I'm taking one Motrin. And then he's just like, no, and what else? And I'm like, nothing.
He was like, well, let me hook you up with my heroin guy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
And then he's just like, well, you can't take yourself off this medication. And wait, I'm like, what? Well, I've been on this for 2 months. Like, how long are you expecting me to be on this?
Well, first of all, it's my body. I can do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
You know.
But you don't understand the value of kickbacks. Like, we have a really bad kickback problem in this country where these doctors are like, take these drugs. This company kind of sponsors me.
Yeah, he got freaked out. Oh, there goes my cash.
You know, and I was just like, and I literally had the pill bottoms. And I'm like, here you want. Like, I didn't take them. And he's just like, no, you can't take yourself off of these. You're going to go through withdrawals. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was like 3 days. It was uncomfortable. I drank a lot of coffee. Didn't sleep.
He definitely gave it back. He was like, at least try to flip these on the street. Like, don't right.
You can't give them back.
Yeah, right.
You can't give these shit back to me.
I was like, you gave them black. You're not black. Like, you're supposed to sell that
it does, shit. It does remind me of, I was like 13 when the first time I sold crack. And I remember like the second day of being out there selling crack, I got really scared. Right, and
the
I was
second day, first day, no nerves. I was like, I'm a man.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, I'm a man.
Let's do this.
I got hair on my balls now. Nigga.
You gotta understand, Harlem niggas are really charming. So the first day, it was really fun.
Yes, they are.
The first day, it just felt like hanging on the block with the toughest niggas in the hood. Right. Yeah. Second day, you're on your own. Now that's your corner. Bring me my money. And I got nervous, right? Like, I think somebody came in a suit and bought, like, 14 from me or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's definitely a cop. So I'm like,
what
oh
is
God.
14? 18.
Right.
Oh, so they give you bundle stacks, right?
Did I expose myself by just going along with, like, yeah, yeah, I got you?
No, she exposed herself. She actually would have gotten brought into the system. So 14. So I was selling dime bottles, right? And they give you what's called like 50. They give you 25, 50, and 100 packs.
Okay.
And so the first day they give you a 25, right? So you have 25 dime bottles. Okay. You know, little bottles like the red, blue top, or whatever.
Okay, vial. Little vial.
And so whatever. So
we
I
saw the wire.
So right. So I had 100. I had 100 pack the second day because I was like, I could do this, right? I had come back with three the first day.
I'm four times more prepared than I was yesterday.
Yeah. I'm a little
kid, right?
So, that's some shit.
So I take the 100 pack, and so I sell like 14 quick into this guy in a suit, right?
Yeah.
And I am scared shitless. Like, this is Harlem. Like, everybody is wearing like baggy jeans.
Your heart was beating like you smoked crack.
Yeah, right. And like, you know what I mean? Most of the crackheads look like crackheads, like at 42nd Street. And then this one guy comes by, very fancy guy, just was like, yeah, so Charles and he buys 14 from me, right? And yo, so $140. I'm like, this is my boom boom boom. So I go to Paulie. I'm like, yo, dude, I don't know if I could do this. I think that was a cop and boom boom. He's like, nigga, you gotta give me my fucking money. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking that pack back, nigga. Like, there's no half packs. You take this shit. You sell this shit. You did it yesterday. You could do it again. And damn. I did that for like 7 more years.
The second day, I got so nervous. I had to make it a career.
The third day, shit. Selling a whole pack.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
In your 7 years, do you ever lose any? You ever like just misplace?
Get robbed.
Nah. Never got robbed. He was a tough dude.
They knew.
They did shoot at us once.
Oh.
That was crazy.
Did you get Matrix?
No. I curled up because they shooting. So he goes and gets his gun. They shooting. So I curls up like right like where the building awning is, right? Like I curl up. And I could see bullets, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird. You could see them flash past you.
Yeah.
They look like shooting stars.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Bop, 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 bop. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I got once I saw the Major, I was like, I wanted to get shot at. I felt ready. Like,
no, you don't.
No, I mean, I don't now. Like, I've aged. I've matured. I've recognized the danger of guns. But when I saw the Matrix, I saw what Neo did, I was like,
I could do this shit.
Somebody better shoot at me.
You are a brilliant man. You could be the one.
I wish somebody would shoot.
I would never stifle your light. So.
Matrix the shit out. They wouldn't have been ready.
All right. So we're going to have to actually wrap this up very shortly. But before we go, can everybody tell us a little bit of projects you're working on, your social media, where people can find you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, above and beyond. Go on.
Oh,
Neruda.
Okay. Tuesday nights at the Grizzly Pear at 10 p.m. I am producing the show. Sometimes if I'm not too late, I do a spot. It's a great show. All my friends, all the people I think are really funny, Marcia, you got to do it. You do.
I would love to.
I feel the okay. Shit. Everybody I know in the room. Harlem County Festival, though, is the biggest thing, right? Like, come out September 23rd through the 30th. We're at Nah Bay. We're at National Black Theater. We're at Maisel Cinema. We're at a bunch of places.
I'm assuming submissions are closed now if it's in September.
Submissions, yeah. Like, I mean, they're closing, but, like, I'm not going to accept any more submissions
because
I've already got way too many motherfuckers to watch that probably aren't that funny.
But,
yo, you know me, so...
Yeah. I'll show you something on Facebook. I'll send you something.
This would okay. Let's not. But thank you. And that's about it all. Oh, Instagram, Facebook at Neruda Bear, Neruda Care Bear, and find the Harlem County Festival anywhere you can. It's a website, www.harlemcountyfestival.com.
Nice. And one out.
So the most present thing I have right now, and I definitely wanted to promote the show out of this. So I said it at the beginning, I said it now. We're going to be down at Asbury Park at the House of Independence. Me with the new comic All Stars, which is this troupe I've been running with. A bunch of really funny dudes. Definitely check out that show if you're in the Jersey area. It's going to be a lot of fun. Otherwise, you can catch me Mondays and Tuesdays at Dangerfields. Thursdays and Fridays at Broadway Comedy Club. Saturdays, I mean, wherever I am on Saturday. Like, you know, it varies. Like, I'm at the Shore this Saturday. Next Saturday, I'm in Connecticut. Like, it varies. As far as my social media, on Facebook, 1L Riley Comedy. You can look up J Riley Comedy. That's J-R-I-L-E-Y. comedy. And same thing on Instagram, J-R-I-L-E-Y comedy. Definitely check it out. I put up a lot of pictures of me, and I'm mad handsome, so.
It's true.
So check it out.
Rodney.
I am actually going to be a judge at a comedy knockout show, Broadway Comedy Club, next Saturday, 6 p.m. And again, I'm going to be the narrator in a musical coming up November 5th, Evening with Sarah Vaughn. So make sure you check that out. Look, you know, you guys all know my handles, Rodney Daniels, on IG and Facebook.
The first Saturday of the month is always Merriment and Mortification at Otto's Drunken Head.
Love that show.
September the 29th is going to be Fashionably Funny at Broadway Comedy Club. And check us here on BigTalkinBrewskis.com every Friday from 6 to 8. I'm Marissa Smith. This has been Big Talkin' Brewskis. And remember, if you think a Nazi has free speech, you are a Nazi sympathizer.
Correct.
And you can fuck yourself. Have a good weekend. Yeah.
Take care, everyone.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.